At this time, I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Kate?
Hello, Kate.
Hi, Calvin. Good morning, Cameron. Thanks for coming up this morning. Do you guys ever wonder why we do some of the things that we do in worship? No, not really. Do you ever wonder why we stand up when we have the reading of the gospel? You just go along with it. You know what? There are probably a lot of people do that, and that's okay. Well, in this morning's gospel reading, we learn that Jesus was teaching some of his disciples that they needed to eat his flesh and blood, and that was a really difficult thing for some people to understand and to believe. And so some of the people who had been following him, they decided to leave and not follow him anymore. And there were 12 people left, the disciples, and Jesus said to them, "Do you all want to turn away too?" And Peter, one of the disciples, said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." And do you know, every Sunday when we get ready to read the gospel, we sing those words, "Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Well, "Alleluia" means praise Yahweh. Yahweh is a name for God in the Old Testament. So when we read the gospel, we're praising God's name. And then we say, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Yeah, those are the same words that Peter said in today's gospel lesson. And we believe that God's words do give us life. And so when we read the gospel lesson, we stand because we believe that Jesus is present with us when we read the gospel and when we hear the gospel. And so we stand as if he were entering the room out of reverence and respect and honor for him. So there are a lot of things we do in worship that we just kind of go along with because we think, well, that's how it's done. But everything has a special meaning, and we all do it for a reason. Do you want to pray together? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. And thank you for the gift of children. Help us to understand why we do the things that we do so that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up. You can go back to your seats.